Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always, especially when I can have you listen to the wisdom and the experience of our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us how we can find you guys online.
TatumLLC.com, TatumLLC.com. Come visit there. We post up the results of our survey each month, and I think you do too, don't you, Jim?
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Absolutely. And tell us about Tatum.
Well, Tatum is an outsourced provider of chief financial officers, and we do projects for the office of the chief financial officer and also for the CEO. So we're part-time, we're temporary, and very often full-time and long-term sources for the CFO position.
Right. So check it out, folks, TatumLLC.com. Hey, Sam, we're polling. Last week we polled our audience from our different sources, the newsletter, the website, the radio show. We polled our audience on how the economy was going. We've done this about every quarter for maybe about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And it's been amazing how consistent the responses have been. You got a middle swath that's kind of doing, they're saying, we're doing okay, but not great.
Uh-huh.
You got a bottom group that's in the anywhere from 15% to 25% that is saying, we're still in a recession. And yep. You got an upper group about the same size. If the bottom group goes down, the upper group goes up. If the upper group goes down, you know, the ones who are saying, we're doing great, we love what's, you know, we have no problem with what's going on. It seems to be that the movement happens on the bookends, but right there in the middle is a steady swath of about, you know, 45% to 55% who are saying, you know, we're just kind of doing okay. And my point is, nobody seems to be breaking out. There's no you can track that the economy is just in the doldrums right now in terms of growth, in terms of excitement. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the case. We typically in our survey find, as in yours, that there's this middle 40%-ish or thereabouts that really don't move. That's not necessarily the same people, but there's a group, there is about in the middle that doesn't change a lot. So we take the ratio between those that think things are getting better versus those who think things are getting worse and make a ratio of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we track in the Tatum index of business conditions, which, by the way, because it has elements of going back 30 days and going forward 60 days, provides, we believe, a very good index of what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone back and tracked back 10 years in this, and sure enough, we'll show up a change in where things are 2 to 5 months ahead of what shows up in the economic, regular economic reports later.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's a mid-body that just don't see a lot of change. Right now, though, we see it geographically. For example, the Northeast had improved very nicely, and the Pacific states improved nicely in the last month, whereas the Southeast is region is having the toughest time right now. Mm-hmm. Relatively. So we look at it geographically. Then we look at it by type of industry. Services are stronger right now, and manufacturing is very, very weak. So we do it. We do the demographics, and we have that in the broader report that we put out.
In terms of manufacturing, Sam, I'm hearing more news about people bringing manufacturing back to the United States from offshore. I've talked to small business owners who are doing this, and I'm hearing more of that from news of that from larger companies. What are you seeing out there?
Well, we can't tell that precisely in our report, but it would make sense if the dollar is getting weaker, which I believe that it is, relatively, then and we know that China, the value of China's currency, for example, is getting stronger, and Japan is getting very strong relative to the dollar, then we are getting a relative advantage.
Right.
In the U.S., when our dollar goes down, it makes our imports more expensive.
But then bring your plant back to a right-to-work state, and don't try to keep it quiet from the Obama administration, from the NLRB,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, in the NLRB.
Ask Boeing about that. Hey, Sam, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thank you for hanging out with us.
I enjoyed it, Jim. Thank you very much.
Always
for
a pleasure
me.
To get this great report. We appreciate the hard work and the great work that you do. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.